The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
John North Star. You know, I can't wait for the one that like a ziggy. I have 5 minutes left on the job, but yeah. But the boss man, hurry up and leave, man.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sound Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
I like a skyscraper. Chant a summer, make me bless the pipe, and everything will be quite all right. A couple puffs and I'll be out of sight. A fear smoke and clouds in sight. I could have Westmoreland or Humber County. Oakland have some good sense. And if you want me, I yes then no.
You've got a log and to the Friday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is the Friday edition. Mr. Producer flinging it down. Kamani Marty bringing us in on a Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. Find your happy medium. The weekend is out. Enjoy your weekend. Do it safely. Do it responsibly. Whatever you do, love yourself while you're doing it. MJ, what is good?
It's the weekend. You just said it, right?
Wow, the weekend. That's what I'm talking about. And we got lots to talk about today. But yeah, props to everybody who's been coming out so far to the last week of Joker's Wild. Anticipate sold out crowds for the weekend. We got a sellout tonight. So if you think about going tonight, ain't a nominee. Gone.
So tomorrow and Sunday.
Limited seats still available for tomorrow and Sunday. Log on to the Joker's Wild Facebook page. Click on the link. Do your group ordering right there. It's a little barcode on the flyer.
Cool.
Do that. And, of course, you can try it the old-fashioned way. Doors open 8:15. Showtime is 9. If you get there,
You have to be there early,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And listen here, man. I appreciate you each and every night enjoying this last week.
Been hanging out. You know, lots of memories there.
Good times. And I appreciate you. You know, all the sacrifices you make for me to do what I do over there and obviously for the career for 27 years. And now I'm looking forward to doing things with you and supporting you in your endeavors. And obviously, we got other things to consider as far as comedy now. Because, you know, the phone rang the other day and my good buddy in North Carolina was like, when you and the wife want to go to Vegas? I was like, maybe in November around the Cowboy game. And
of course, you would set the schedule to the Cowboy games.
MGM.
Even though that's probably going to be a loss.
MGM.
Sure, the fashion mall. Yeah. I like it out in Vegas. It's like crazy because depending on the time
so
of year you go.
Can I book it?
You can book it.
Good, I already
depending
did.
Depending on
thanks.
The time of year you go, it's like really hot in the day and then it's like freezing.
That's November.
At night. That's November.
So we got to go and we got so
Vegas,
you know,
crazy weather.
So props to my crew, you know, for getting me back on the road. But like I said, at this stage, they got to be nice trips for me and MJ. West Virginia.
Not that there's anything
wrong
with those places.
West Virginia and Kentucky.
A lot of the greats, you know, have to cut their teeth in those rooms.
Watch those shows in those rooms.
Yeah, that's that's a part of it. It comes with the territory, I believe.
All right, well, we got to get serious here for a second. Happy Friday to everybody. And boom, we got lots to talk about. MJ, what a week in review.
Sure, let's do it.
You know, I don't even want to look at the headlines because what do you mean, Mr. Prime Minister? I was not attacking creatives. Mr. Producer, before I say, can I call both on the radio? Let's go to the break and we'll pick it up on the next time. Mr. PM, I call him BS on that one, man. My God.
Oh, the boss man, hurry up and leave, man. I've been working all day and I diss me away for pass me the blunt and the rolling paper. Me a go get high like a bird, I like a skyscraper. Me tell you this, Friday evening I diss me a pray for pass me the blunt and the rolling paper. I like a plane, I like a skyscraper. Chant a summer make me bless the pipe and everything will be quite alright.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John's Shoes and Accessories is needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Saturday, May 31st, we'll be hype because the Free National Movement and Nassau Top DJs are taking over. Ram Bailey Park, Robinson Road, with the F&M Annual Fair and Rap Crew. That's family, friends, and even your pets. There will be cooked and grilled food. Music by the Infinity Band, featuring Novi Pierre, plus the Pope of DJs. Tank, Select the Zone, featuring DJ Wampa, DJ Cannon, DJ T-Mac, and DJ Ace of Spades, to keep the party going all day long.
See y'all surely Select the Zone. Catch me live for the F&M Fair. It's going to be fun, plenty great fun activities. Also, some lucky winner is going to walk away with a grand prize drawing of $10,000. You heard it from Select the Zone. I'm fully endorsing the message. You'll catch us live. You'll come out, and some lucky winner is going to win big with the F&M.
Get your tickets from the F&M headquarters on Mackey Street or any F&M party member.
This is your boy DJ Tank, the Pope of DJ Affairs. Come meet me and Nassau's top DJs Saturday, May 31st, Iron Bailey Park, Robinson Road. The vibes are free, the food is hot, and the cash is real. Big money, $10,000.
Unstoppable together.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say the holy in this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually. So if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. How would you lay me down to a dead and buried? On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
Have I got you on the Friday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads. MJ, props to you on that one. I like that one, man.
It's a little like throwback to my my Y days. Alternative
but
rock.
That's a new artist though, right?
Yeah, Alex Warren. Yeah,
good song. Good Ordinary.
Stuff. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Man. Good stuff. And you know what? That's a good segue. We're going to get to that. Here's how you want to chime in. We're going to open up the lines. We've got a lot to discuss in the week open, but and phone lines. But if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Tax lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-4316. toll-free and anyone in the family out. It's 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get an offer. Fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio. And listen, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but we would like to get it out of the way. We would like to extend our condolences again and our heartfelt condolences on behalf of MJ, our sons, and obviously the Guardian team here. To the family of the late senator and activist and consultant and leader of the Women's Den,
right.
My dear friend, Mr. Rodney Malka. It really hit me when I saw him.
Yeah.
We lost a piece of Bahamiana, whether you liked him or not. Rodney was Rodney, and he's one of those indelible individuals that make their mark on Bahamian history. Long after... Still talk about Rodney. You still talk about Daryl Miller. You still talk about, guys like that.
Gonna miss those voices.
Yes, indeed. So my condolences and our condolences and prayers go out to the... And now, we got to deal with my other good baseball buddy over here. Man, if I could talk baseball with Brave all day, I wouldn't have a problem.
The Prime Minister.
With Mr. Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. And then, or Philip, as some people refer to him.
Really?
Or Brave, yeah.
Who does
some
that?
People, not, a lot of Philip? People now are like, yeah, we ain't calling him Brave no more.
Outside
now,
of his
Philip.
Wife, I would assume. Philip, really? Y'all getting slack.
I don't know
y'all
what she calls him.
So
she might have, a pet name.
She might, but I'm saying if you hear it, come on now.
But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Now, when that song was playing coming in by Alex Warren, Ordinary, I got it. I wasn't attacking creative. Yeah, you were. You know why? Because you are ordinary, Mr. Prime Minister. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you are ordinary. And your chairman is ordinary. Because why? You guys are old school. There's a bridge between that old school, the old school, and the bridge that I'm at between the old school and the new school. And I say that to say this, you just don't come from that era. You were told this is what is successful. Like Tony Montana said, your generation was a bunch of cheap. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of cheap.
I think...
Because they told you to be doctors, lawyers, accountants, and that's what you did. You told our generation, challenge the status quo. Be different. Be bold. Be trailblazers. And when we try to do it, you chop us down.
Need a job. Yeah.
Ouch.
I think...
I heard the little slide.
No, the timing on that is crazy. But no, I think that the Prime Minister, because I think it was either the Guardian article or an article in another Daily Wage, talked about, I wish I was a, creative. I played the maracas and the bass or something.
Shout out to you on the maracas meme, though. I still use that to this day. That's a great meme. It's hilarious. But yeah, the maracas, come on, bro.
Yeah, that's not a real instrument.
Who you thought you was? Trini
Let
Lopez?
Me stop. Let me
and he's
stop.
So really babies. And he's screaming okay. Maracas.
But in all seriousness, and this is just a small part of things, because I think we have a much bigger issue that's staring us right in the face, a big elephant in the room. But as far as the Prime Minister's criticisms of creatives, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say the things you said about Mr. Pintar, double down on it, and now with this, I would say triple down on it, and then turn around and expect us to believe when you say that you were not denigrating in a slick way, but you didn't have a sniper rifle. You fired a shotgun, and the pellets went everywhere.
Scatter bullets,
and we all know exactly what you think of creatives. I mean,
you can't backtrack off that.
Just own it.
And I'll tell you, Mr. Prime Minister, you may not think that we have real jobs in the Orange community, but remember, we have real votes, okay? And we have creative ideas.
That, sir,
may come back to bite you in the buttocks.
I was surprised that the Prime Minister made those comments, but most of the great societies and civilizations that have fallen when they fell, it was usually the time when they had a leader that had a failure of imagination. Not seeing the possibilities, not seeing the solutions. So to have this kind of staid mind that a lot of attorneys tend to have, you get what you get. You get decades and decades and decades of just managing decline in many cases, and you don't get that creative thinking that can elevate your country to higher heights, So I'm not surprised.
And that's how, as a society, we stay like the hamster on the wheel, just going around and around and around.
Failure of imagination.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. It's time to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget, huge sidewalks here, John Shoes, both locations. All right,
yes.
23rd and 24th. God, I knew when I said that.
Lovely.
God, I knew when I said that. Oh, God.
I love a sidewalk sale from John.
I know you do.
Such great deals, you
know.
Without
shoes, period.
I know. But especially when John's has the sales.
And don't forget, it's not just shoes.
I know.
They got the home appliances. They got the electronics. They got all of it going on there. So be sure to check them out. All right? And let's get to the phone lines right now. Let us know what you're buzzing on. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
All right, okay. I just want to drop the missus in the front in the front there, but I say, well, this Mary J. Sager, leave it later.
Yeah, that's good.
To my man.
Thank you, man, Pop. I appreciate it, man. Me and you good, man. You good. Same way.
But yeah. I like how you all is doing there, though. That's a good example for man needs to try. You know, on the part where you say, with the prime minister talking about Michael Pintard not having a real job, something else I hear him say on the news, too, when he's saying that, he said, what other job he have different from the politics part or
right.
being the leader of the opposition.
Okay.
But I say he need to ask Fred Mitchell that. Well, people wonder if people like Fred Mitchell them have anything else different from politics to do or if they want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fred got plenty different from politics to do. Trust me. Yeah. That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's what I hear, too. But I'm saying that if he look at Mr. Pintard like that, and he wrong what he's saying, but Mr. Pintard, the man is an agriculturist, I believe that's how you pronounce
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah.
He's many things, man. The man and write books and all that. Mr. Davis just talking foolishness, a bunch of BS right now. He just, for people who want, just follow politics yellow and red, he just want to have something. Sometimes I think he want to try and make himself sound relevant, but he's put his foot in his mouth.
That may be what happened.
Sound relevant. One of the things them I acknowledge on the news today, and I don't know if I hear Guardian ready. I've been calling the newsroom, but everybody, you know how this be on a Friday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. You know, I guess they're getting ready. 6 o'clock report. Who ain't been to the front row? That's my talking phone. Sorry, but
that's and, okay.
Sound like the news say the government signed the agreement with the Physician Alliance people, the doctors and the nurses system. I don't know if I hear it right. I know I ain't dreamed that in this big, hot, sunny day. It sounds like the news to say that. Say they get to do it.
We'll be listening. We'll be listening. I haven't heard that yet, Pop. You're the first person telling me that.
I could poke my head in the newsroom and see on the break and see what's going on.
They can send it back unless I hear it. If they did it, ain't no hip hop parade for no Brave Davis or the PLP or the New Day government. They might be the people in charge. Better late than never. But, you know, I say hooray to Ms. Lockhart, them the people who in charge, the chairman or who was fighting for the doctors. And the nurses. And I guess he get a little shame because he look like he ain't get no shame no more. I talking about my prime minister. He mentioned us from in March. Now, look here, y'all don't forget now, my daughter's a doctor.
Right.
That's why I take care of him and take so long. And that's why I tell people, I could be wrong, right? And I ain't calling people. Him, the man, he work for us. He's our financial secretary. I think he's be the problem. I think it ain't like ain't nothing happening in the country, you know. It's just that they so secretive with information. Hearing him yesterday talking about we shouldn't be talking about action. The Brave sound like a dictator. Hey, see, that can't be the old Brave movie. No, he sound dictatorship. I thought this was supposed to be democracy country. It's like it's a communist country. We criticizing because we asking questions. I glad he said it to the media people.
And you gotta keep reminding them, Papa, that they work for us. The government works for us.
I'm glad he said it because they look at me as a bad PLP. They say it's ungrateful.
No, you keep it real. That's the problem. You're one of the few PLPs that do keep it real.
Paying for them, you was my hard-earned money to help them too. And now they ain't want to take your call. Oh, just because I ask them questions, just because I want to be a nationalist, I don't want to just be no damn PLP or no FNM. I criticize you if you need to be criticized. You
good stuff.
And also, Elvis, the government, they dealing with our money. We got to get work, all right?
That's
it ain't
true.
All about no PLP. You understand? So I think he wrong. He turned out to be a big disappointment. It ain't like he's the same person. You know, it ain't like he's the same person.
Why, Papa, you have spoke volumes. You got to get...
Not only that, he should be ashamed of himself. I talking about they say he could be your grandfather or whatever. He coming on the radio talking foolish. And look at them PLPs who run. They supposed to be intelligent people. What do you learn from Prairie Christie?
Papa, boy, like I say...
Come on the radio and say them dumb things, them out your mouth.
You said volumes today, man, but we got to get to a couple other callers, man. I really appreciate you.
Yes.
People crying out here, they saying they don't like how the funeral gone because they say all the elite, you know what they call elite, the big shot people?
Right.
Most of them come out. But the people's hero, the people who say they is the Rodney's their hero, and we love Rodney so much, we didn't show up. Mm-hmm. I believe people are out here trying to find something to eat. I think people love Rodney and they sympathize with whether that he died.
Yeah.
But I think the people are out here trying to scrap to get something to eat. So you know, condolences family again and stuff like that. The church should have been for, but it only go to tell y'all. Naughty, as much jokes as you make, or as long as you let Papa talk, or as much Papa stand up and criticize his own party and make the other parties them feel good, only what we do for God glass.
Dang.
Don't look for us humans to do no thanks or whatsoever. All right? Only what we do for God glass or get straight with God. That's the name. It ain't about picking up no PLP or being cool with Prime Minister or whatsoever.
Great stuff, keep Papa. I appreciate you, man.
Thank
have a great
you so
weekend,
much, Papa.
Papa.
Have
be
a great
blessed.
Weekend.
Great stuff for God, if not for anything else in that country. If you can't get it right amongst men and women like running the country, do it. Think of that, because
that's
far
the usual
too,
order.
Far,
yes.
But far too long, we've seen people come to public office with personal agendas, for lack of a better word, to lineth their pocketeth, and make out good after they, you know, they come in $100 and leave a millionaire, and ain't nobody know how. All right, Carlos, we see you. We'll get to you in a second. Quick text. Naughty, great, and MJ, great show as usual. What the PM doesn't understand is that in a few years, many of those same real jobs will disappear with...
That's true.
And then you left it off text. I think the last word got broken up.
AI or...
Correct. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Naughty and MJ, Philip is the incompetent authority.
So personal. So personal. So...
It's Friday.
The headline in The Guardian today, Davis won't give details on GB deal.
Wait and see.
The prime minister refuses to say if $120 million for Grand Bukayan is in the bank. These are not like deep questions into a deal that would necessarily, to my mind, right? Maybe they could tell us different, that would necessarily jeopardize the deal. Did we get the money? Did we not get the money? Is it cash up front? Is it considerations late? Like, what is the nature of the payment? Can we at least get some kind of answers on the nature of the payment? Is it cash? I mean, these are basic questions. And for people with real jobs, they're not doing their real jobs right now, because their real job is to keep the Bahamian people informed, offer us some sort of transparency, because that's what a lot of them campaigned on. And right now, I'm starting to get nervous about this deal. This deal does not look...
This deal gets shakier by the day.
Extremely shaky. Like last week I said, you know, they didn't tell us a lot at that actual ceremony. That
right.
All the pomp and circumstance. It's shaky at that moment.
And now it's waiting to see if the money will in the bank?
The renderings, the drawings look shaky. The speeches, shaky. And now the failure to answer questions afterwards is extremely shaky.
The only person missing from this whole deal is the Minister of Health, whose nickname, Shaky.
What is going on with this deal in Grand Bahama? We're supposed to be celebrating immediately. The Prime Minister puts his foot in his mouth about the leader of the opposition. And then instead of pivoting away from that, he's tripling down, which to my mind, just politically speaking, seems like he wants this distraction, even though it's costing him. Because people are looking at him very differently.
But
he doesn't want to talk about this Grand Bahama deal. What's going on with the deal?
And by any means necessary, taking on, you know, an insulting approach with Mr. Pintard and his career. Now talking about, oh, well, Mr. Pintard wasn't at the HOA. Well, that was a boo-boo deal. Maybe Mr. Pintard wanted to stay.
Did he even get to see it before?
Second of all, a great point, MJ.
Did he see it? You asking him to show
me? How many HOAs did you go to when you were in leader of opposition? I hear your track record wasn't that sterling, Mr. Prime Minister. And furthermore, how many functions have you invited the leader of His Majesty's Loyal Opposition, Mr. Pintard, to? If you don't invite the man to a function, how can he come to the function? Duh.
I'm not sure exactly what happened in terms of the invitation, but specifically for this, if you're having this big grand ceremony, you want the support. And even today in one of the articles, he talked about we need to work together to get this deal done, which itself sounds very shaky because
the deal
was done. But my point is this. Did you share the details with the leader of the opposition? Did you allow him to see the heads of agreement or have any kind of input? Now you're soliciting his assistance in selling this thing. What exactly are you selling?
And now,
where's the money?
I'm going to say this. If this deal slowly unwinds, layer by layer of this onion, and turns into the BS that it is starting to look like, that is the equivalent of spitting in the face of Grand Bahamians after countless years and countless promises of getting this done, of a new airport, fixing the hospital. Nothing. It wasn't even a concrete binding deal. I haven't had the word sale or sold. I haven't seen or heard the word deposited in the treasury, $120 million. I've heard wait and see.
Which is the same response we get about the airport.
Type of half that wait and see. Is it there or not?
Or when can we expect it?
And again, your fear and your cowardice from a Freedom of Information Act is horrible. Your whole administration, from your chairman right now, nobody wants a freedom of... Why? Because we as citizens don't have the right to say, where's the money? How's it going to be spent? It's horrible. And Grand Bahamians, year after year, have to take this. 3 years this show has been on, MJ, and every day we come on Tuesday, it's the same thing. Promise of an airport. Promise it is.
This will be heartbreaking if this doesn't
pan out. If this doesn't go through,
this will be
a problem. Then we need to know who are the entities involved.
Ancient Waters.
Who are Ancient Waters?
Who are the principals?
I know Cooling Waters. I know Still Waters. I know the Running Waters, but I don't know. I know Ancient Man. I don't know nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Who are the participants? How does the port play into this?
What is the timeline?
Because the president of the port, man, he was like, he was playing hopscotch and jacks, jumping up and down all over people. He's so happy. In his feelings.
What is the timeline? You may recall that...
Callers, we see you. We'll get to you in a sec.
You may recall that recently Bahama talked about their expansion,
mm-hmm.
that they were doing an expansion. And in that announcement, we got so many details. The project would create 400 jobs, 500 permanent positions. They talked about, it's going to be a luxury kind
brand.
Of... Right, with approximately 350 rooms, 50 luxury branded residences. They talked about the spa. They were very specific.
And that's how big that is compared to what they do with 350 rooms in this alleged Grand Bahama
deal. Timeline. Bahamas President Graham Davis, this is the end of last year that they talked about this. He said, we expect shovels in the ground in early 2026. The project will take 3 years to complete.
So 2029 looks like
more. And we anticipate welcoming our first guests in 2029. Real basic stuff. Because if you're going to tell us about this, if you're going
to
sell us
now
these,
we know what to look forward to.
We say, okay, well, it's going to break ground in 2026.
And now we're
going to
be patient.
And now we can
come
also...
And 2029, if it ain't there, we can say, what had happened?
We can also track it. Well, if the shovels don't go in the ground in 2026, we expect an update at least then, as to what's happening, if they wish to give it to us.
Texas, I'll get to you in a second. Let's get to the phone lines. Call us. Hey, call back. We were just coming to you. I'm sorry we weren't, quick enough to get to you.
Got to talk faster.
Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening? What's going on, Mary Jane?
Good afternoon.
What's happening?
All is well enough. Listen, I can tell you why this administration don't care about Grand Bahamian people. First of all, the deputy prime minister outright lied to the Grand Bahamian people.
What did he say?
At the signing ceremony, the deputy prime minister said, I told you all I would have in the bank.
The money ain't in no bank. Where it is? Where the receipt?
Again,
for the deposit.
The prime minister outright lied to the Bahamian people, to the Grand Bahamian people. And secondly, what is the first major issue of preventing airline lift from coming to Grand Bahama?
A functioning airport.
The airport fees.
Well,
we have an excellent runway. We have two functioning buildings, so we have planes can land.
Right.
But
okay.
The main problem is airport fees.
Mm.
Airport fees are higher than any other family island in the Bahamas. Who owns the Freeport International Airport?
For Grand Bahama, wow.
Ah.
Who owns the airport?
Interesting.
The Bahamas government on the airport.
I know where you're going with this.
Can reduce those fees immediately.
Correct.
We got you.
That's a given. But and then you hear, they have the highest airlift in the country, 11% to Grand Bahama. How?
Upgraded big time, though. What happened
to the airport? Does need to be upgraded.
And we don't even have pre-clearance in Grand Bahama. I mean, so many things we could do. So many things.
Yeah, but one of the hindrances of the airport is that the Bahamas government could reduce those fees immediately because they own outright that airport.
Yeah.
Don't need no cabinet paper.
And maybe they shouldn't cut $182 or $83 million in road work deals that's been put on pause. But maybe some of that could have been allocated to dealing with an upgrading the airport.
Well, maybe that's what they're hoping to do with the 357.
But wasn't money allocated already to upgrade that airport in Grand Bahama?
I believe a deal or a loan was secure to upgrade the airport.
Something to the tune of $400 million or in that neighborhood, correct?
The Prime Minister told us to wait for that too. Stand by.
Oh, wait and see on that too.
Wait and see on that too. Something's coming.
Grand Bahama, good call, man.
Continue to listen.
Thanks
so much. Have a great weekend, caller.
Take care. Good stuff. Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Naughty, and how are you doing?
I am good.
That's good, and MJ.
Good afternoon.
First time, first time caller, but I had to call today.
Thanks,
always
caller.
Always listening.
Appreciate
always
that.
Always listening as an educator and an historian and all of that. But what cracked me up was that the good prime minister, you know, they have selective amnesia.
Selective amnesia.
You remember the late Cylindon Tilden?
Yes, ma'am.
To Hubert Ingram was, he was the delivery boy, right?
Yeah,
correct.
And what happened?
Yeah,
he was delivered.
You've been delivered.
Remember Perry Christie, who said that you could do whatever you want to do.
You have to come to me.
You can pray to whoever you want to pray. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you must come
to me. You have to come to me, right.
And 2017, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the doctor, the good doctor.
We remember the doctor.
Unfortunately, yes.
The doctor, what was he said? Oh, we could get to you in the next one.
Right. No, I don't like going to make boiled fish.
No, it was, it was the people's time. Then it became next time.
We will deal with you in the next time.
Right.
And you know what happened, right?
Yeah.
And then this prime minister, who, I never supported them, but, you know, I respect the office.
Absolutely.
Not the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the office. He have the audacity to criticize an occupation of thinking of the box. This is 2021, not 2025.
Right.
Where you're supposed to be getting and encouraging your citizenry to go into the creative and thinking out of the box. And
absolutely.
Entrepreneurs.
Yep.
And for him to lash out on the opposition, whether or not whatever. And then he's going to try to hip. He didn't mean it.
Right.
Then he also said that, then he wanted to know why we were criticizing, the Bahamian people criticized his so-called photo op when they didn't give us nothing.
Right.
It was just a hot air balloon. And like I tell my students, you know, you read in the 16th, 17th century, and you hear about the Buccaneers and the Pirates.
Right.
And you read the National Guardian and the Tribune, and it ain't much different.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much.
All right.
It ain't much different.
Well, yeah.
It's still the Buccaneers and the Pirates.
Right.
At the office. Yeah, but then he gets on, and he's wanting to know why we're criticizing. He forgets they are working for us. It
absolutely.
It is our money. We have put them in the place of trust to carry out our affairs. What you mean? We don't need to know now.
Right.
Then he's going to say, wait and see. Wait and see for what?
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
After you have already paid 100...
Yeah, we got 185 million and counting with that hotel. So what do we have to wait and see? You're right. You're absolutely right, caller.
Good stuff, caller. Have a great
thank
weekend.
Thank you so much, love educators.
Yes,
say educator.
Very good conversation. Talking heads.
Hi, caller. Did we lose that one?
All right, hit us back.
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Talk, as I just hit my funny bone.
Good afternoon, caller. Hi, caller. Did we lose that one?
Call it Talking Heads.
We got this one?
Hey.
Hey.
We don't hate you.
Hey.
You're naughty by nature.
Not because I hate you. What's happening, GNN?
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, GNN.
All right. Listen, Grammy boy GNN, they keep it straight up, okay?
Okay.
When we, as conks, as naughty word, when as conks go to the polls and we vote for these cats, these Negroes, and once the party wins, what do? They go to government house and they swear their allegiance to either queen / king, their heirs and successor. They don't owe the Bahamian people nothing. They don't swear to us. They don't swear no allegiance to us. That is why we always get what we get. You understand? We need to take it back from its inception and see where we going wrong. And fellas, just go get their instrument of appointment, the government house, and hold up the Bible and say, I swear to the king of England and his heir and successor. Where little naughty is, little peasy head naughty is over there. Where you is in that?
I don't have no peasy head, but I got good hair, buddy. Watch it.
Naughty. Man, that's the poem. That's not good poem.
That's God bless natural beauty, boy. Watch that.
Relax up.
Watch, you're watching on TV now. Watch this, man.
Relax up.
Sit down. I can't move right now.
Go ahead, Jim.
I don't, Naughty, one thing I don't want you to do no more when you start up the show, you and Mary J, greatest dynamic duo. Naughty, I don't like when you whisper. You know why?
Why?
It has made me think you will see dead people.
Oh, boy. You have a
listen,
good again.
No, I'll tell you something, GNN. I tell you one thing, man. One time, and I used to drink, boy, Dickie, I had but four shots of Jack Daniels, and I saw drunk people for sure. I tell you that much. Have a great weekend, GNN.
I see dead. Don't do it.
There you go, GNN.
Don't do it.
All right. Let's get to the text. What was the name of that actress again? Haley Joel Osment or whatever?
Joel Osment, yes.
Whatever happened. Didn't I see him on an episode of Cops or something?
No, he's done other things. He just wouldn't recognize
him. But that was Macaulay Culkin.
He looks different, yeah.
All right. We will get pay when it get flipped. Exactly. The flippers got to flip it before we get anything.
That's the texter, right?
Correct. Yeah. MJ, y'all know if any money coming on this Grand Bahama deal, they probably got to run through someone's account. I heard Philip and
okay.
Y'all on the roll today. Good afternoon, Naughty, and my favorite talk show host, MJ. The Prime Minister is delusional. You see now why Perry Christie made Mother Pratt Deputy Prime Minister instead of Philip. Naughty, if Grand Bahamians are so gullible to believe this with this deal, or this deal would be successful and not see that this is an election gimmick, I have a bridge. I am willing to sell them. Grand Bahamians will never be the king of conks.
I just don't understand if you have a great deal. Why aren't you touting that? Why are you telling us to wait? You should all over town with all your, you know, like whenever they do the budget or something big happens or whatever, and they put out like a million of those little flyers with all the little details. Notice none of that in this instance, right? Like, at mom's the word. What's the deal?
And another thing, too. I mean, like I said, people want to know the details of this whole thing. And at the end of the day, you know, we can't be gullible. We can't be offended to ask. We need to ask. It's our money. We need it now. It's very insulting.
We're approaching
that you
want to
ask
million questions
and nobody, they feel offended
million.
That you ask them a question to answer. Like, how dare you?
Right. I mean, I'm not saying this is the same deal as in the past. But I think the educator that called us had a point, you know, and she talked about the days of the Buccaneers and how things are now. If you really like zoom out a little bit, you start to see some things that look very familiar, just coming, taking advantage and going about your business. And it's not that history is definitely going to repeat, but as the saying goes, history may not often repeat itself, but it certainly rhymes.
For real.
And this is starting to feel like other deals.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
God, it is talking voice along with you.
What's happening, Brayman?
I'm radio holding, thank God.
Good stuff, man. What's going on?
Somebody said something. Hello?
I said, go ahead, Brayman. Go ahead.
Yeah. A couple of things. I don't think anybody should be encouraging people to find a job or some of that sort when you're not establishing any places or anything in order for people to get a job.
Mm.
And people are suffering in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for everybody to know that, but especially the poor people. But everybody is suffering in this place called Nassau, the Bahamas. And people got to do better. Those that's in authority, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff, man. Let's get back to the text lines. To know the details, will burn tires in the road, Mr. Prime Minister.
What?
No, it was in quotes. We don't need to know the details. Like,
we do,
and we'll burn tires in the road. I mean, when you get that out now, burning tires in the road, that's a little drastic. That's not our culture.
Yeah, that's not our culture.
But I get your point. I get your angst.
Super hyperbolic, I got you.
Let's throw the tires in the road. How about that? You ain't got to light them.
Oh, like the French do when they dump the garbage, dump it all over Parliament.
That's good.
That wasn't my idea, guys.
Yeah, but you know
what the French do.
Okay, if the French do that, we did it with the French. They throw garbage all over Parliament, that pot cake for days on Bay Street.
Oh, so anyway, let me
and
not see say
y'all
it.
Do.
Let me not say it. Let me know it back.
Good afternoon. The PM and his puppet master, Mitchell, do not have a clue about 21st century creative geniuses like Ryan Coogler and how by creating his own IP and keeping its rights, he has fundamentally changed the trajectory for his family for generations.
Mm.
Being a creative means you have to be an entrepreneur as well as a creative.
Absolutely.
You can't just pass laws and claim to support. Pintard has been in the trenches and made a living for himself and others.
And there's a role for everyone in society, you know, but creatives do have that entrepreneurial spirit. You know, when you say to yourself, I'm going to branch and I'm going to do this, I'm really going to risk X, Y, Z.
But it takes,
that should be appreciated. That shouldn't be denigrated.
Let me tell you how creatives think. I mean, you know, I think obviously, and you're a creative yourself, but you know, joke is close now. My mind is rolling, creative-wise. We're going to figure out a way to continue me being a comedian, because I love being a comedian. Okay, the phone rings from the States. Now how many gigs you want? Okay, let's look at that. Now maybe you want to sit down and do maybe some online stuff. You know, jump on and do the social media thing. But there's options, and you get creative, and you think, okay, this is how I'm going to make the money on it. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't have to be a real job. You don't have to put on a necktie for it. You know what I think it is, MJ?
What's that?
People who have labored, and not that I didn't labor, but I won't say labor. Let me take it back. Folks who have attended university or college, got their degree, find it very unpalatable to know that someone in the creative space makes just as much or more than them being creative than them for putting years in, getting the degree, get the diplomas, and now they're still basically a tie-wearing pencil pusher in a box.
You don't have to denigrate the pencil pushers. You're doing it the opposite way.
Well, you denigrate creatives. My thing is,
there is a place for everyone in this society. We just want everyone to be as productive as they can.
Correct.
And creativity is something that, and talent, some of the talents Bahamians have, you can't buy that. You could buy a good education. You could buy a speech right. You cannot buy creativity, not the stuff that comes from inside.
No.
And that's what maybe makes some people nervous. All right.
Good stuff.
You're listening to Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We're going to take a quick break here. We got the news coming up.
We got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you by Island Game. Hit the news, flip side of the break. We'll take it over into the 5 o'clock a little bit. Have some more convo, and we'll talk some sports. Call us. You'll bring us back right after the news. And we'll continue the conversation for a little bit in the 5 o'clock. Then we'll get into sports. Purdy will join us. It is the Week in Review right here on Talking Heads. Naughty, MJ, and Purdy to join us in short order. And don't touch it. We'll be right back right after this.
A couple puffs and I'll be out of sight. I fear smoke and clouds in sight. I could have Westmoreland or Humber County. Oakland have some good sense. And if you want me, yes, then no need.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Friday, it's the weekend, baby. That's right, that's what I'm talking about. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I have the double whammy slammy for you today. The three-ball combination for you to play and win all weekend long. Okay, the three-ball for today, the 9-23, 9-2-3, 9-2-3, 9-2-3, that's the tres pelotas. And the cuatro pelotas is 1209, 1209, 1209, that's the cuatro pelotas. Play them and win with the Island Game, the game you know and the friends you trust. Stay winning, my friends.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team in 1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street and experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype, but white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
The 2025 Samuel P. Haven High School Soccer Nationals are here, May 15th through 16th in Grand Bahama, May 21st through 30th in Nassau at the Roscoe A.L. Davies Field. Top teams from Nassau, Freeport, Eleuthera, and Abaco battle for the crown in the Junction Boys Division. Calling all junior junction groups, come out, bring the vibes, and rep your school. Inclusive matches, music, food, and family fun daily. Gates open at 3 p.m. Visit BahamasFA.net. Be there.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian 6.9 FM.
John North Star. You know, I can't wait for the bond of liquor ziggy. I have 5 minutes left on the job, but yeah.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sound Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
I like a plane, I like a skyscraper. Chant a song, I make a place to vibe, and everything will be quite alright.
Quite alright.
A couple puffs and I'll be out of sight. I fear smoke and clouds in sight. I go to Westmoreland or Humber County. Oakland have some good sense. And if you want,
we're back at you on the Friday, May 22nd. It is.
The 23rd.
Mm-hmm. My mind. 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Naughty along with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. and now joined by Earl the Pearl. The Pearl is in the building. What's Pearly. Going on, Pearly?
Good evening, good afternoon, good day. How are you?
Well, that's the same thing when we came to work. You said the word today. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. So what's happening?
I'm ready, man. In radio. Just chilling, you know.
Chilling. All right. We got a lot. We're talking politics and stuff a little bit before we get into sports, Pearly, man. We want to get your take on some of these things. Obviously, it is the weekend review, and we're doing a weekend review. The Prime Minister's comments about, F&M leader Mr. Michael Pintard being a creative. And, that set off creatives all around the country. You know, that rubbed us the wrong way. Still want to know where the 121 millionaires, where that is?
I don't understand it, you know. But whoever writes them, they need to take a good review and be careful. They're trying to make too many pokes, deflecting too much and not dealing with the real issues are. The real issues are, what are the details of the sale? Is the money in the bank? That's the details. Yeah. Don't worry about other things.
Yep.
But they're trying to deflect and get people to talk about other things, and that's why
I want new writing his speeches.
A creative,
non-creative,
creative.
But you know what we're doing is we're talking about that as opposed to us asking questions as to how come we're going from X amount of rooms to X amount of rooms? How soon will the construction deposit it? What are the concessions? Can we see the heads?
How many permanent jobs are Bahamians going to maintain in this? How many jobs in the construction?
Any penalties in place? Do they have permission to flip this thing before they complete the redevelopment?
What about an environmental impact survey or study?
All kind of stuff. Just answer the questions. If it's such a great deal, and guess what? Don't get me wrong. I have family in Grand Bahama.
So do we, obviously.
I love Grand Bahama. I want to see Grand Bahama do well. I miss the days of going and hanging out and stuff and going to from different air party spots and stuff.
Yeah, it used to be a vibe.
I want to see it. So nobody wants to see a crop failure.
No.
But nobody want, you want party on something and you ain't even sure what happening yet.
All right, here we go.
They agree to certain things within a certain period of time.
We don't have a timeline.
Is it 90 days? Is it 120 days? Is it 6 months?
It's 90 days after they've obtained all of the permits, which basically says that could be whenever. Because when will they obtain all of the permits? Like, this thing is really, it's not looking like it's what shaky. We were led to believe it should look like. Put it like that, you know? And the thing about it is, it's not just about us wanting great things for Grand Bahama, because we do. We have a real issue where the Grand Lucayan is costing taxpayers $1.5 million a month. It's been happening since, I think, we're up to almost $200 million invested. That's real money. You know, you talk about real jobs. Real money has gone into trying to make this into something else that can work for Grand Bahamians, because we want to see that happen. So to sign a deal, to run around town, have a big ceremony, say, oh, it's so great. Look what we did. Look what we did. And then we say, what did you do? Oh, y'all don't have to know the details. You could wait till later for that. It's absolutely crazy to me. We're not going to fall for the distraction. We want to know what's in the deal. We want to see that heads of agreement.
All right, let's get to this call and then we'll get to the text. Talking heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly.
What's going on, 52?
Yeah, a quick comment. I even try and make this one quick, you know, but remember the other day I said that I hope it won't be a headless heads of agreement or disagreement, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's just trying to be the humor stuff. But I mean, for me, gotcha. Being Naughty,
what's on
we will end up at the same conclusion as it relates to shut up and don't ask master no questions.
Ah, that's basically
so I
what
it is. And I said this morning, I said that I tell my pit bull that to be in the bull terrier to calm down, right? So that means calm down and don't ask no questions. So you have to understand, if you're not giving correct information, even if it's about a disaster about to happen, you'll remain calm and it wouldn't cause no alarm. But as it relates to the writer, right? And MJ would be able to enlighten this on more than me. I thought, you know, not because a word ends in S, it means many words end in S. That doesn't mean it can't take on a singular verb.
Sure.
Ah, so yeah. Politics is. So, yeah. I mean, I just thought, if they want to be perfect and talk about who's this and who's that.
Right.
All of us, no one can be fastidious, but don't diss the public and treat us like we a bunch of subservient, mindless buffoons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, like we all engrossed in political fanaticism versus nationalism and dealing with issues at hand and asking questions and moving forward. So the fact that, the teacher, the educator that called, right?
Yes.
Can I piggyback of something that she opened up my mind and reminded me of a lot of things, right? And so I said to myself, I became afraid then because what she did was reminded me of the psyche that exists behind these leaders. And that was frightening for me because I remember even the Ping, as I respected Ping, but the speech, you guys are pretty much younger than me, there was what I called the Risey Gun Dog speech at Centerville Park, in which they knew that they was about to lose the election because I guess Ingram had gained some momentum. At the time, I was younger, but I wasn't too much into the political, but my father was in F&M. So what I'm saying is that this speech, I remember because it's in the newspaper, you could go in the archives and check it. This was when he said, rise, ye gun dogs, ride back and take the land, or whatever. But sometimes they incite the ghetto youth them. And I remember it, but I can't remember it verbatim. But anyone who don't believe it, it's right there in the archives. So there's no need to even worry about what I'm saying. But I have to show you how desperate they are when they're about to lose an election. But you, the masses, and some people get offended with the word sheep, but they haven't read an ounce of philosophy, but it's metaphor of the people, and that's what they see you as. So not personal, if I say a nation of sheep will be gotten a government of what? World's man, Naughty, give thanks.
Thank you so much, 52.
The thing about it is, 52, good stuff is always, 52 kind of makes the same point all the time and drives it home, you know, that we do have some wolves among us. And I'd say some snakes and some scorpions and some centipedes and some spiders and some ratatouilles, and we got a lot of unsavory characters. And we got to be able to put ourselves in a position where we come together as Bahamians and we call right where right is and wrong where wrong is. It can't be mine. I know they're wrong, but I can't say that because, you know, they give me the contract or they give me this. No! Right is right. Wrong is wrong.
Yep.
And far too long, we've turned a blind eye to that. And in 2025, look where we are. When I get texts, Naughty, can you please follow this up? Allegedly, I've heard there's been two more adults involved with kids. And it seems that every single day these kids are getting molested or violated, but I hear there's two more alleged pedophile cases reported today.
Oh, my goodness. It's like that's just the worst right now. We know worst timeline.
Here's another one. Naughty MJ Pearly, good afternoon. Can you please tell your listeners over the coming days or remind them this is going to be a very volatile hurricane season? It is already baking as a hurricane magnet and other islands as well. If we are not prepared, this is going to be another disaster. Good point,
Thank you for reminding us. We are approaching hurricane season.
And you have to look at it and remember these things. And we need to be in place. You cannot, after Wall, Abaco, and Freeport, and other, the whole archipelago been through related to hurricanes, but especially those two islands.
Yep.
We cannot see a repeat performance. We cannot. Naughty MJ, good afternoon. Please see these statements made by the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Chester Cooper. I'll make no more statements until the money is in the bank. Nassau, Bahamas, less than a week after it was revealed that Prime Minister Philip Davis met with prospective buyer for the Grand Lucan Hotel, Tourism Minister Chester Cooper is remaining tight-lipped about the future sale, but he did say, and quote, I'll make no more statements until the money is in the bank.
This is so disappointing because, like I said, Grand Bahamians have been hoping for a while that something could happen, and then you make it seem like something happened, but you won't follow it up by giving us the details and also getting us excited. Maybe there are some Bahamian entrepreneurs / creatives with some jobs out there or some ideas out there about what they would want to do once this redevelopment is done and ready to go. You're not even giving us room to begin that thought process.
Correct.
You're not telling us what's going to happen to the employer. Something about the company could be picking up that $1.5 million a month payroll. But when is that going to happen? Is it going to happen, 6 months from now? Is
same
that going to happen?
$120 million in the bank or later?
$1 million from now, because this thing is running up a bill every month, which we understand. But tell us when the end is nigh. No details. This looks, like I said, very shaky. Last week, I kind of thought it looked weird, but now I'm more convinced with their lack of just being open and honest to us about exactly when the money's going to hit the bank and what's the timeline on this thing.
It's our money, and we need it now. Pearly, what's your take on all of that? Muted.
MJ said it all. I couldn't say it any better than that. And the thing about it is, before we concentrate on this issue and figure this out, we try to throw a deflection, go after the needed opposition.
Okay, right.
And, what he did, come on, man. People want to know what you do. This our money.
Yes.
We pay VAT. We pay taxes. Real property tax. Whoever pays all these people pay those taxes. Rural tax, everything. They just want to know that you're spending, you're going to be getting this money. Okay, good. What are you going to do? Why justify to me how you're cutting down the hotel rooms to these and how is it going to make money?
Right.
So the people could know.
Yeah. So we know exactly what's happening. When I started to feel...
That's because we come throw a big party. Oh, to throw a big party. You think people are that naive? People don't fall for that stuff no more.
I started to feel really weird about this deal because I honestly believe the leader of the opposition was like putting his foot in his mouth. He didn't realize how everybody else would take it. But when I saw them start to double down and then triple down, if you look at what's in the paper today, it's like, okay, they're purposely trying to distract us with this because they're not winning any votes or by saying the things that they're saying, but they like the conversation steered that way as opposed to this deal. What's wrong with this deal? Something feels wrong with this deal.
It can be because if this deal was so good, knowing this administration, they'd like to brag about anything. They'd like to photo op anything.
Just tell us the details.
So why aren't you doing your norm with this? Photo op, show up, smile, hard hat, shovel. That's your routine. And I know the PRP mouthpieces, they would be running this a country mile. Anton would be doing handstands on every talk show across this country, bringing this deal up.
No one knows the details.
Nothing.
Or is willing to talk about it.
Purdy, have you heard about this? MJ, have you heard about these allegations? Good afternoon, Naughty. Could you please inquire about the allegations that Atlantis employees are not allowed to book any excursions unless it's pieces of eight excursion owned by Jerome Fitzgerald or a yacht owned by foreigners? Allegedly, no fishing excursions can be recommended for Atlantis Hotel or the staff will be terminated.
That someone is alleging that's what's taking place.
Well, you just so happens I could be up. I'll inquire.
That is a crazy.
If that is the case, that's a crazy allegation.
I mean, it would seem improper and unethical on so many different levels.
But
you know when you're
dealing with Jerome the Homie.
I know Atlantis is
his tentacles are far and wide.
Company, but I'm pretty sure we should have some, and if we don't, we should have some rules
on
the book.
You know the Homie.
He
want everything. He want delivery service. Well, he want the import-export service. You know how the Homie go.
Go ahead, Pearly. Sorry.
Naughty, I did a little poking to try to figure out what was going on with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit concerned about it as well. And I was told that Pieces of Eight has a relationship with Atlantis.
Sure.
The staff termination thing, that isn't altogether true.
It can't.
Told me they were saying due to the liability issues and insurance.
Sure.
They're the company that Atlantis recommends. They have a desk in the lobby of Atlantis, and they have a dock at
the then why can't Fishing Excursions be booked, Pearly? That don't have nothing to do with Pieces of Eight going down to Exuma and feeding and swimming with the pigs. And I've heard allegations of them boats, they carrying on by down in the national park, but that's another story for another day.
My thing is, we're supposed to be, you know, like a capitalist society. We should be encouraging competition. And if that is, I totally get the point about liability. It's okay. Very important. I'm sure there are other Bahamian companies out there that can meet these standards.
And then probably do some more digging, because what kind of deal?
Not in defense of anybody, but let's think about it now. Okay, I run on a company.
Sure.
I put together a nice proposal. I package my proposal. I come to Atlantis and say, this is what I can offer. I can offer this type of vessel. I can offer this kind of guarantee service, all of this. I would like a contract with you where you would recommend my business and would only recommend people you have contracts with. I don't have a problem with it, but the issue we have a problem with is because who owns it?
And
now,
I mean,
if the brother did his homework and went and negotiated, I can't kill that.
I could go.
Other excursion companies and people ain't put a proposal together, they ain't come present a proposal, but expect to pull up there or expect to tip the concierge and don't do it the right way and don't get the service they want, what you mad for?
Sure, no. I could follow you on a lot of that, Pearly, and especially when you talk about liability and being able to meet certain standards. I wholeheartedly agree. I just think that as a general principle, though, competition is pretty good. I do like the idea of an exclusive contract if you meet certain benchmarks. But like you said, when you start talking about the persons involved, then it just makes Bahamians kind of scratch their head, because we've been feeling for long very well connected. And people who use politics to get their connections even have a shot at these contracts. So that makes us uncomfortable.
A leopard doesn't change its spots. Again, let me say, a leopard doesn't change its spots. Do you see the obscene abuse of power the last go round when he tried to tax Bahama for his daddy, his mummy, his sister, and himself?
Allegedly.
Well, I know about the one with the daddy, because I saw it.
That was reported out.
Take care of Pops and take care of me.
Allegedly.
So he is abusive in a position of power and influence. There is, in my opinion, a monopoly that he wanted back then. He couldn't find it then. He's found one now. How come Bahamian charter fishermen cannot be booked? How can excursions to like Sandy Toes not be booked? How can excursions... Okay, so are you going to tell me Sandy Toes? Majestic Toys? Who've been in the game since day one? Before Jerome Dahom even had this idea about Pieces of Eight? Foundation tour companies, leisure tour can be in there.
I understand what it says. I'm Majestic them, I think, and I keep saying.
Pearly, you can't have
a hotel. I just think that this is, they have a deal, they work with the staff of the hotel, Majestic deals, and those others, and have their own desk, and they directly deal with the guests.
Well, we got to double check it, right? Because I'm hearing that there's only certain set of tour desk, I mean tour companies represented there.
I'm glad you got.
I always said it was from King Hatchet in Memorial.
No. Pretty, ain't nobody gonna tell me about no tour desk in Atlantis, because I was there from Merv Griffin into Atlantis. They used to have your different tour companies in the tour desk area, okay? And they was hustling and they was pushing all the tours. It wasn't just no, if you want to swim with the pigs, you have to go on Pieces of Eight. No. It was like, okay, you got Pieces of Eight, you got ABC, Element of P, and XYZ. Choose.
Yeah.
And whichever one they sold, they sold. Now, obviously, the companies had negotiations for them to push the product.
Whichever one they sold, they got that commission. Let's be real now.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what they should.
Maybe they want to eliminate all of that. I don't know.
No, why? Why eliminate competition? If somebody's giving you an excursion for less and they're giving you a better excursion, then don't eliminate them. Get competitive. Step up your game.
Is it eliminating competition because they don't have a desk on a desk in the lobby? Is it eliminating? Maybe they can't.
No, just that.
And
just the access.
I look at the players involved, man.
Just the access, but yeah.
And the liaisons there are with
the most concerning part for me was the part about firing staff if XYZ happens. But Pearlie already said that's not the case. So,
but every tour company should have an option to be, once they're accredited, certified tour company, be allowed to book tours and excursions of any variety, and let the games begin. Whoever's the more creative, whoever got a better salesperson, that's who it is.
I think we could.
But you can't tell me because you've got allegedly got a.
That's the simple response, Naughty, and I accept that. That's the simple response. But you got to look at the total picture.
That's also the right, fair response, too.
No, hold on. Hear me good now. You're coming. I'm a guest. I came from Atlanta, Georgia, and I come to Atlantis, and I book an excursion with whoever on that tour desk. We go out there, and something goes wrong. You know who's getting sued? Atlantis.
No, sir.
They're the first. Yes, I ain't guessing. I'm telling you, this is the first one who can get sued. They can sue the tour company too, but they can sue Atlantis because Atlantis sold that on the property. So now Atlantis has to go ahead and do its due diligence and ensure that the companies they use are properly vetted, have proper insurance, have proper equipment, but have proper all of that.
If I stand to be corrected, though, Pearlie, the same company in question, because I've had some questionable issues as well regarding our safety and so on, and if I'm not mistaken. I need to do my due diligence, but I've heard some rumblings.
I agree with Pearlie. I totally accept that when you're running a multi-million dollar company like Atlantis, Bahama, whatever, you do want to give your guests the best possible options. So the key word being options. I don't think that pieces of eight Bahamas that could meet whatever criteria Atlantis has set forth. And if that's
I'm not disputing that either way. I'm not disputing
that. I know. Because I see something very similar happening with the cruise ships where they have their guests / our guests kind of captured. And then that's how you get this thing where everything gets funneled one place and then the masses tend to feel left out. I get why in some instances it's practical, but it cannot be practical in every instance. And I just think it's something we as a people and as a government, our government officials, need to keep an eye on. This anti-competition fervor will never send a country forward.
It may not necessarily be anti-competition because, you know, I'll tell you one thing. Every one of those tours that are sold, there's a commission.
Right.
There's a commission.
Yeah.
So now, Pearlie may come at his company and say, I can give you a 5% commission.
Sure.
But Naughty and MJ company, twice my size, got the better ships, all that stuff.
And give me 7.
15 or 20% commission.
And we know. But then it's like...
That's competition, isn't it?
No, but it keeps perpetuating itself.
Hold on. And you know what else is competition? You have an excursion to swim with the pigs priced at $100 a head. I have an excursion priced to swim with the pigs... And we have the same equipment, same boat, same everything, same insurance.
Relationships.
We don't have the same relationships. Mm. And I got it for $80 a head. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in the game.
As long as it's on the merit of the thing itself,
and if I have no competition, I am completely in the game. Because if I have a monopoly, what me worry? What am I scared of? Everybody that wants to take an excursion to swim with the pigs, I got them. And if 100 people have no option, then you got them. But now that 100 people, if it had 2 or 3 tour companies there to see what the options were with the competition, might take some of them 100. So instead of you wanting to run a game to get the majority of the market, you want to have the whole entire market without earning it. You want to play from an unlevel playing field.
I don't care who you are, what business you are. Nobody wants competition. We can talk it. Oh, yes, I welcome.
The individual entrepreneur doesn't want competition, but the government
and battling and trying to get exclusivity.
The government should encourage competition because it's better for us. It's better for price. You know what I mean? When you have competition.
Private company, that's not government.
Is Mr. Fitzgerald still in the Prime Minister's delivery unit?
But his company doesn't close down because he's going to delivery.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking whether or not he's still in. I just want to know whether he's still there.
He's the government's chief advisor.
Sure. Okay. The way Bahamians tend to look at things like this, and I agree on all of your points about liability. That's extremely important. And Atlantis has had a few things happen recently. We have lists, you know, to make sure that everybody's safe all the time. But Pearlie, not only do these things need to be fair, I think they need to appear to be fair to the average Bahamians. And when you get allegations like this going around, and maybe someone will answer it, maybe they won't, then you have yourself a problem because the appearance is not right. We are tired as Bahamians of seeing people that are well-connected continue to thrive because it seems like the competition isn't what it should be, and they may have access to information that you don't have as the average Bahamian. It just looks unfair. It may not be, but it appears to be. And that's, that's a problem, too.
I'll say this to him, too, as well. He's new in this business.
He's
like
new?
Jess Victors and others and all have been in this business a long time. Now he come, they scared?
No. Hey, hold on now. But if there's one thing I could tell you, Majestic Tours in that industry ain't scared of nobody. They've been trailblazers. They got quality products. And that is why I'm shocked. For my years of working in the hotel industry, I see no Majestic. I see no Leisure. I see none of that. I just see.
Bahamas experience? None.
Bahamas experience.
Yeah, Bahamas experience is the tour company for Atlantis.
Burley. I tell you, maybe to drop off and pick up, but they ain't got no desk in there no more. They can't sell no to us, but I can find this out tonight, you know. Not hard to do. Not hard to do at all. And if I find out what I need to find out, well, you know. So to the call list.
Okay, okay. All right.
All right.
Now, as we get to the break, man, at the end of the day, apparently, Jeremy, the homie, and the CEO of Atlantis are allegedly good friends, Naughty.
Well, he's got connections.
Connects.
Yeah.
And guess what? Like I say, a leopard don't change his spots. We seen him shake down Sarkis's Marillion.
Allegedly.
The email was made.
We know, but I don't know where the statement is going. I'm just trying to cover it. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get to the break. I think Mr. Producer's getting us to the break, so let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get to the callers. And you want to get to them now? Let's get to them now and then get to the break. Talking Heads, go ahead.
Callers.
Talking Heads.
I think we're going to get to them.
All right, let's get to the other one. All right. Talking Heads. All right, let's get to the break. Carlos, you hit us back right after the break. I guess you were right, MJ.
You're supposed to talk sports.
Yes, a little sports. So we can talk some sports for sure. We'll get into that as well. All right? Keep it right where you got it.
Me a go get high like a bird, I like a skyscraper. Me tell you this, Friday evening I kiss me a pray for pass me the blunt and the rolling paper. Me a go get high like a plane, I like a skyscraper.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing plies starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and Certainty Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Been off the WSC grid for over a year? Now's the time to come back and save big. For a limited time only, the Water and Sewage Corporation is offering up to 50% off reconnection fees for customers disconnected for more than 1 year. Connect and enjoy reliable, quality water service at a discounted rate. Call 302-5599 to learn more. Water and Sewage Corporation, dedicated to dependable, affordable water solutions.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Lay that time again from the island that gives you minced mutton, okra soup, and of course flour cake and rake and scrape. It's the 26th annual Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival in beautiful Otterstown, Cat Island, June 6th through 8th. We have acts such as Veronica Bishop.
He come here with the hands swinging.
Gino D. Stelito. Cupid. And of course, our very own down home guys like Lassie Doe and the Boys.
I don't like no rigging and scraping in here.
Ophie and the Website, and like much no more in beautiful Otterstown, Cat Island. June 6th through 8th. See you there.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
John North Star. You know, I can't wait for the one that like a ziggy. I have 5 minutes left on the job, but yeah. But the boss man hurry up and leave, man.
Been working all day and I diss me away for pass me the blunt and the rolling paper. Me a go get high like a bird, I like a skyscraper. Me tell you
the voice of the one, Kamani Marley, bringing us in right there, man. New Heights, Inner Heights right there, man. And Pearlie, we got to get into some sports picks real quick. We got a great Final 10 today, man. What's more likely, Rich Eisen talking, the two potential deals in Miami and things going on, swirling situation, Donnie. You got to get us enlightened. What's going on with Tua, Pearlie? I got some issues.
Pearlie.
You have some issues. You muted again.
There you go.
I'm muted. I'm asking what issues you have.
No, well, it says, you know, he's going to chime in on Tua. All right? He talks Tua. So
the only concern is that he's going to play enough games. He only played 11 games last year.
I think
that's the biggest thing. Will he be stay healthy, you know?
And he's also talking Brock Purdy's contract, the Lions, the Raiders, with their situation with running back Austin Jeanty changing his stance as a running back. One of the premier collegiate runners now. His whole stance that he worked out of 4 years, and he's got some other things happening. A couple of texts I need to get to real quick before we finish up with this, the picks and then Rich Eisen's Final 10. Naughty, good afternoon, MJ and Pearlie. When will the Ministry of Works repair the large dug-up section of Eastern Road to the east of East Villa that spans across two lanes? It has now been 3 weeks, breaking up cars and slowing down traffic.
Yep.
Freetown Constituency Polling Division 2. Obviously, Clay Sweeting and Wayne Monroe don't drive down Eastern Road anymore, eh? Ouch.
Here's another one. Nobody is criticizing the deal. We, the Bahamian people, want information on the sale of the hotel. After all, it was our hard-earned tax dollars spent on the upkeep of the hotel. The Prime Minister and Chester Cooper are contradicting each other. Something is afoot. Ooh, afoot. I love that.
Or not being done.
It's afoot. Oui.
All right. Here we go. We got to check out the games tonight, Pearlie. Obviously, you know.
Did you check out? Speaking of check out the games, did you check out the game last night?
Which one?
Oklahoma.
Minnesota. No, 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 I missed that one. But the fight was, go ahead. Oklahoma, Minnesota, and what, basketball?
The NBA playoffs, are you with me now?
I didn't check that one out. No, I thought, listen, man, you were talking basketball, my mind ran on somebody topping up Caitlin Clark last night, and she running by, and her teammates talking about, I'm not scared of you. You know who she looked like?
Oh, really?
She looked like Screech. You remember Screech? I'm from Saved by the Bell, Screech? She looked just like Screech last night. That's her new nickname. That's what I call her for the rest of her career. Screech. Caitlin Screech O'Clock.
I'm just going to say this. As of last night, I have newfound respect for SGA. Newfound respect.
Now, I'll tell you, he's a wicked individual. He has mirrored his game like how after Kobe Bryant, how Kobe mirrored his game after Jordan. All right.
Yeah, but I said that they're not in Jordan or Kobe just yet.
No, but he's look at the moves, Pretty. I'll send you the videos. He's watched the film. He studies Kobe's moves, and he also flops like LeBron. That's why I got issues with him.
Well, yeah, a little bit of that.
All right, let's check out the game tonight, Pearlie. We got the Indiana Pacers.
Wait, wait, Floyd W, the game, who, they didn't get beat up last night? I didn't hear about that. Where was I?
Go, I just sent you the clip of that, too. She went through her elbow again, and homegirl who walked her down last night, because she did walk her down. She wasn't playing like your girl, Angel Reese. She looked straight like episode of Orange is the New Black. Was that the name of the prison show?
Yeah.
She looked like she walked right off the set of Orange is the New Black and walked Caitlin Clark down. And Caitlin, of course, ran behind the two or three big girls that they got on the team to protect her when she mouths off and pops off. I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you. Yeah, but you only had 11 points for the Clark game. They still won, but it wasn't because of her. Three or four teammates had more points in double figures and did their job. All right, so Pearly tonight, NBA, not the WNBA, Indiana Pacers plus six on the road against the New York Knicks, over of 224.5.
I like the Knicks to bounce back. I'm going to take the Knicks and the points. The Knicks is a team that normally performs well after a loss. They normally look at their mistakes. They normally correct them, and they normally come out strong after. And I think I won't say anything different. I think they're embarrassed. I think their feelings hurt, and I think they can come send a strong message out tonight. I like the Knicks plus the points.
All right, cool. Here we go. I like the, as a matter of fact, give me the Pacers plus the six, and I like it over the 224.5.
I'll take it over the 224.5, too. I think Brunson can get off. I think they can get off.
Who you like tonight, MJ? Tonight. Go ahead, Birdie.
No, I want to hear MJ first.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, MJ.
So, sorry, what?
Tonight's game, Indiana against the Knicks. Who you like?
I really want to go with the Knicks because it seems like that, you know, most likely outcome. But something about Indiana.
They just don't go
just
away.
Got something. I don't know.
We went to Jokers, and when we got in, we saw the score walking in. It was like, okay, the Knicks are up 108-91. 3 minutes left. That's a wrap. And when we got home, our sons were like, you'll never believe it. The Pacers won it.
Yeah. I think I saw a stat the other day that said that they were the first team in like over 1,400 other occasions where they had, where it's like a 9-point lead with that amount of time left. And they were the first ones to
overcome
that.
And Halliburton went old school with the Reggie Miller choke sign.
Yeah, I saw that. So my heart is, I'm kind of hoping for the Knicks, but I think that Indiana does it again.
I like him with the 6 points and the over 224.5.
Knicks coming out rough tonight.
All right.
The next big game tonight is the Dodgers in New York with the Mets. Oh, yeah. We got y'all next weekend, Noddy. We can get y'all things next weekend.
I'm just quietly waiting. Just quietly
waiting. Kershaw rolls tonight for the Dodgers. So, it'll be interesting.
Lord, Father, God, Daddy of baby Jesus, let the Yankees do to the Dodgers what David did to Goliath.
Yankees coming to LA. No. We get to be in New York Mets town tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all coming to LA next week. Y'all coming to L.A. next week.
P.S. Father God, Daddy of baby Jesus, let the Yankees shove it down the throat. Thank you very much. That we're Dodger blue.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
Go all right. No
more. Are you done? Are you done?
Listen, man, we can't lose to them in the regular season after losing to
them.
We all
go into the West Coast, though. So, like, come be realistic
them in
now.
The mouth. That's what we need to do.
On the West Coast?
We need to do it.
Okay.
I bet you they throw Freed at you, though. Boy, Freed going to come with it. Freed and Kershaw would be a good game, Pearly. Freed and Yamamoto would be a good game.
It would be.
Freed used to beat you up as an Atlanta Brave. Don't forget that.
Not really.
Denial. You sound like them people who like to libate too much. Not really.
The good thing about it is...
I only had six bottles today. Not really. I'm not drinking. I only had beer. You got your rolls up.
We have a show the Monday right after that weekend, so, you know.
But say?
Oh, no, wait. Hold on. That's not... Yeah, we have a show that week. You said I was in the holiday weekend, but you'll be ducking out.
No, yeah.
Even if it's a holiday, we'd come in studio anyway, especially if the Yankees win. I talk bad to you, but what?
How y'all doing division-wise? The Yankees leading?
The Dodgers leading? Number one.
Okay, same with the Dodgers?
No. Don't be telling false stories like that.
Joe, ask me.
The Yankees are 30 and 19. They're in first place in their division.
Okay.
Detroit is 33 and 18 with the best record.
She was talking about the division, Papi.
But he was giving the American League.
Because
so.
She said Dodger.
Seattle is in first place with 28 and 21. Over in the National League.
Sorry, you wanted to get
there. First place, 32 and 18. The Cubs are in first place, 30 and 20. And the Dodgers are in first place, 31 and 19.
So you're only one game better than the Yankees, right?
for now.
You're big, obtuse, sock forehead. Anyway, let's go to the weekend.
For now.
So with that being said, we got our picks in. We got to get to the break. For MJ, for Pearly, for everybody who chimed in, texted in, great Final 15 with Rich Eisen taking us home today. We want you to have a great weekend, a safe weekend. Enjoy yourself. But remember, you got to get back to work on Monday, all right? So love yourself, but Monday waiting on you. So be responsible and have a great weekend. Oh, one more thing before I go. Bring it down, Mr. Producer. Pearly, don't get too emotional on this one. MJ.
Hey.
I won't get to tell you this before the weekend out. Okay. I want everybody to know. Yes. Thank you so much for 27 years.
It's nostalgic for the Jokers, yeah.
And I love you and I appreciate you.
I thought it was your wedding anniversary.
No, I'm talking about the Jokers.
And all I want you to know is I couldn't be the man, the husband, the father, and where I am today without you. And it's not that you just support me, because you are brilliant in your own right. You have a ton of endeavors you want to get into, and I can't wait to run into them with you like you.
Ironically, that last night is our anniversary. So that's Sunday, Pearly.
That's so beautiful. Oh, there you go, right, Pearly.
It's so strange.
You know, I'm going to get sexy that night. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to give you a lap dance, mamacita. That's right. Don't start getting it.
All right.
Peace out.
You can bring the music up now.
Peace out.
I can't
take it. For you, baby.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Say bye.
Goodbye. Buenas noches. Hasta la vista. I see you Monday.
Adios.
Chant as I'm a make we bless the pipe and everything will be quite all right.
Quite all right.
A couple puffs and I'll be out of sight. A beer, smoke and clouds in sight. I could have West Malan or Humber County. Oakland have some good sense. And if you want me, a yes, then no need to stress. All you have to do is I've been working all day and I miss me away.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street with delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at Atlantis.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild.
Around the world, and the Bahamas is at risk,
which makes us very vulnerable as a nation for the possible outbreak of measles cases.
Every Saturday in May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Wellness will host MMR immunization visits in South Beach, Coconut Grove, Fox Hill, and Elizabeth Estates. Clinics in these areas will remain open until 8 p.m. twice per week. Get your child immunized now.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC.
crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
John North Star. You know, I can't wait for the one that lick a ziggy. I have 5 minutes left on the job, but yeah.
What's more likely Friday? Let's do it. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, everybody. What do you got over there, Christopher?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah, we're great.
What up, though?
Happy Friday. Hey, big news this week. The Tush Push is sticking around at least for one more year.
Can we call it Brotherly Shove?
Sure, the Brotherly Shove is sticking around for one more year. But that just seems it's an only Eagles play, which as we know, it is not.
Yeah, but that's is it true. Their play, though?
Is it more likely that we see more teams successfully Tush Push this year, or is it still just an Eagles thing?
It's still just an Eagles thing. I really think it.
So then will you admit trying to get rid of this is just anti-Eagles? Like we can't stop it. The Eagles do this so much better than everybody else.
I want to talk about this a little bit later because it's more than just a what's more likely conversation.
I'm just saying, are we going to see more now that it's sticking around? Are we going to see more teams do it? That's my question.
Can somebody bench like Jalen Hurts? Honestly, how many times when Jalen Hurts does it are you concerned about? Is he going to get up? Is he going to get hurt?
Zero.
Right.
Zero.
So who's the other quarterback for whom that would be the case? Josh Allen, right?
Yep. He's taller, obviously, than Jalen Hurts.
If there's anybody you think that could do it, the Los Angeles Chargers, where Jim is all about. That's what I'm saying. Hurts can, so I'm just talking about big physical quarterbacks that you're not concerned about. Although Herbert has gotten hurt. You know, Herbert gets a high ankle here. He gets the ribs there.
Mahomes is a thick boy. He could probably.
I would never. The guy had his knee twisted on a straight vanilla quarterback sneak. You're not doing it with Mahomes. You're going to do 15 different, you know, snow globe type plays. You've got enough trick plays in the book from Reed. I don't think they're the teams that are going to. I'm just trying to identify teams that have the quarterback and the three guys to do it. The three guys in the interior offensive line. Ravens have that.
But they do
but
it
they
with
don't have the quarterback. They do it with Mark Andrews.
Right.
So, you know, how about one of the teams that voted against the ban are the Saints? Why wouldn't they try that with Taysom Hill?
Love that idea.
But what they normally do with Taysom Hill on you know, must-have short yardage is just run options and then he runs for touchdowns. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so... But I'm just wondering, Kellen Moore is now a guy who was the latest offensive coordinator to run this play. He might bring it to the Saints, and he's like, I've got a quarterback who can do this right now. I got this. I would peg the Saints. If I had to peg any team, I'm kind of surprised the Colts don't do it because Shane Steichen was, I guess, the originator of this whole thing. I don't know if they have the interior line to do it. They do have Anthony Richardson to do it. But I'd peg the Saints as a team to look for. They voted against the ban. They have the OC who's now the HC there, and they got Taysom Hill on the roster.
Man, I like it. I like that.
What else?
Let's talk rookies. Is it more likely Ashton Jeanty breaks the rookie rushing record, 1,800 yards, or Cam Ward sets the rookie passing TD mark this year, 31?
I'll go Jeanty rookie rushing record.
It's Eric Dickerson. That's a 40-plus-year-old record.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. What's more likely? I will always take the running back to do something over the quarterback because we have no idea how Cam Ward is going to take to being the starting quarterback in the NFL. And, boy, are they really just moving him along in a way that we didn't see from the Bears and Caleb Williams last year. First of all, we do believe Brian Callahan will know how to have him watch film as opposed to last year. But last year, Eberflus, and I shouldn't be keep mentioning him as the way to do it, that he's got the guidelines, the playbook. But he was basically last year, yeah, there's no competition here. He's the guy. And they're having Cam Ward and Will Levis split snaps right now. Some point that will end, I imagine. That said, Ashton Jeanty, regardless of whether they're telling him his Michael Myers stance needs to be adjusted or not, is the way that he stands pre-snap. They're trying to work on that.
Yep.
I'll take Jeanty over Cam Ward in what's more likely.
I think he's going to be a beast. You going to take Jeanty first round fantasy this year?
That's a tall order, pal. That's a very tall order.
TJ, you're taking him high. I know that.
I mean, maybe.
Great. Please take him before me.
How about this? $53 million a year quarterback to finish higher in the MVP voting this year.
Purdy or?
Tua, Purdy, Goff, Herbert. All these guys make $53 million. Herbert makes $52.5 million, I round it up.
Great question, Chris.
These guys all have the same salary. And they've all won absolute
I know,
bupkis.
I understand. Okay. Boy, is that I couldn't count the grinding axe over there, man.
That's for the people in the comments.
I gotta go with Goff lost his OC.
Goff was fifth last year in the
I
MVP
know.
Voting.
He's got the pole position here over everyone in this conversation.
Yeah.
Purdy's team. I mean,
the wideouts aren't as good as some of the other
I'm looking
ones.
At rosters here. Like, what?
Have we forgot about Tua?
Yes, we have. as a matter of fact, I've already
moved on. Yeah.
Moved on.
Wow.
I'm if I had to take one out, if we're millionaireing this,
wow.
And I'm going slowly but surely.
So Tua's fourth here,
dude. What's your best ability in the NFL? What is it?
I mean, available.
He's got to start 17 to be an MVP candidate, doesn't he?
That's true. I guess he doesn't have to start week.
Herbert's the only guy who's got a head coach who stares at the ceiling at 3 a.m. saying, "How am I going to get him in the Hall of Fame?"
Well, you're going Herbie here, huh?
I'll go Goff.
Oh wow!
I'll go Goff again. What else you got there, Chris?
All right, let's switch gears a little bit. How about this one? More likely to be the higher total, SGA, bear with me, SGA single game point total in the playoffs this year. So his high for the Rockies wins this season.
How many do they have right now? Like
they are 8-42. They are on a pace for 26 wins,
yeah,
which
I'll
would
take.
Annihilate the single season
and
record.
SGA can up it over 38. He's going to probably have at least 6-7 more games in which to do that.
Correct.
At the very least, he's going to have only 6 more games.